The Omar Harani Shaykhet Amanas, Lekabudom Lemocher. Like when did Rabbi Kiva say that there's no psul, and was saying now psul machshavas tigel, b'shach kabbalah, that doesn't mean really b'shach kabbalah. It means that b'shach shchita, b'shach you make the shchita the korban, you have in mind to make the kabbalah tomorrow, to make the kabbalah the wrong time, that's not a machshavas tigel. That the Brisa just said, there is a machshavas tigel b'shach kabbalah, or the yom maharaini mekabbalah, al-manaf lishpach shirayim lemocher. Here where the Brisa means is that b'shach kabbalah sadam, you have in mind to make an achila tomorrow. You have in mind to make a shvicha shrine lemocher. That makes tigel. Because really the yisayid of tigel is that you have to think b'shach, one of the dalet avoidis, that a ma'isa achila of eating you plan to do the wrong time the next day. What's called an achila? There are two types of an achila. There's an achila mizbeach and an achila adam. Achilus Mizbech means the Zrikas Adam, or else the Aktaras Emurim, or else here we're saying even the Shvicha Shurayim. When you put these things on the Mizbech, that's called an Achilus HaMizbech. So if the Shaf, the Dalar Avedis, you think to make this Achilu the wrong time, that's a Machsheves Tigel. Or else if you think the Shaf, the Dalar Avedis, to eat the Korban the wrong time, Achilus HaKayin, that also makes Tigel. But if you just think the Shaf Shchita, to make the Kabbalah tomorrow, the Kabbalah Saddam alone, that's not called a Mayis Achila. That's not an Achilus Mizbech, and it's not an Achilus Adam, therefore it does not make Tigel. So that's what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. That if Bishas, if you have in mind to make the Kabbalah the next day, that does not make Tigel. But if you have in mind Bishas Kabbalah to do it Shalai Lishmo, like it says in our Mishnah, there there would be a Tzul. Now the Gemara is, oh, Malayum Rabbanon Rabba. So some of the Rabbanon, yes, Rabba, they thought Ushvicha Shirayim Vaktoras Emurim Leipostlu Bo Machshava. They thought what he meant to say is that Shvicha Shirayim, the Brisa means to say, it does not possible that if you think to make the Shvicha tomorrow, does not make Tigel. That was the pshat at the end of the Brisa. The end of the Brisa says only Zrika, which is an avodah that's Makir Kapora, and not the Shvicha Shirayim. So now the Rabboni asks Rav, is that true? Or Shvicha Shirayim, the spilling of the leftover blood on the Yisrael Mizbech? Or else the Yaktaras Emurim, burning of the Emurim? Lo Yipaslu Bo Machshav, is it true what he's saying? There's no Machshav is fiddle on this. The Yatanan learned like this. Yoch Oloi Tei Machshav Amoyelis. Elo Bi Achilas Bof, I would have thought to say Machshav only helps. Pishas the eating of the meat itself. If the Kanim, Pishas the Dalar Avoidis, think that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow. Minayin, how do I know the rabbi Shvicha Shirayim Vektoros Emurim that if the Kohen has in mind even to do this type of an achila, to do the Shvicha Shirayim or the burning of Vektoros on the Emurim on the Mizbeach, he has in mind to do this tomorrow, it also makes him Achshavas Tigul. Tamalim, the prophet says, V'me'okhel ye'okhel, if you eat a double otrin, meaning v'shtei achilas akos medaber. The prophet is talking about two types of eatings, which means achas achilas adam, one is the achilas that the kohen eats from the korban, the achas achilas mizbeach, and one is the achilas what's put on the mizbeach, either to be burnt, or else the dam that's put on the mizbeach, but it's called an achilas. So even the shvicha shirayim is also putting the blood on the mizbeach, or else the burning of the emurim is also called an achilas mizbeach. So there is a machshavas tigel. So how come the Braisa before said only zrika and not these two? So my answer is like Kasha. There's no question. If the Shah Zerika, or else the Shah, any one of the first Dalar Avedis, if you think then, the Shah, the Avedis of Ramakiv, that you plan to make the Shvicha Shirayim, the spilling of the leftover blood, tomorrow, that makes the Machshavas Tigel. Because you had in mind to make an Achila tomorrow, when the Shah, one of the Dalar Avedis. Hodiyama, that the Brisa says, no, there's no Machshavas Tigul by Shvicha Shirayim. Hodiyama, Harani, Shvicha Shirayim, Amanat Lahakti, Emur Lamacher. That's where the Machshava is only Bishas the Shvicha Shirayim. So since the Shvicha Shirayim, throwing the leftover blood, is not Makiv Kapara, even without it, still you have the Kapara, that's from the Brisa. That this Machshava has to be thought Bishas Zriko, or one of the Dalar Avedis, that's Makiv the Kapara. But if you only have this machshava, bishas, if bishas you make in the shvicha shirayim, which in itself is not makif kapor, and economy, here would not make tigel. So the kids said, these are the whole Yisoidis. The kids said, the Yisoid of Pigel is that Peshas, one of the Dalar Avoidis, either during Shchita, or during Kabbalah, or during Halacha, or during Zrika, if the Kohen thinks that he's going to do one of the Achilles tomorrow, the next day, the day after he's supposed to, and the Achilles means either Zrika Tadam, or else even the Shvicha Shirayim, or the burning of the Emurim, or the eating of the meat, as long as he thinks about this during one of the Dalar Avoidis, that makes the Machshavas Pigel. But if you only think about this, Bishas the Shvicha Shirayim, since it's not Makiv, there's no Ksul, or if you think about Bishas Shvita, that you plan to make a Kabbalah tomorrow, since the Kabbalah is not called an Achila, that also does not make a Pigel. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Chiyo, Shemati heard over, Shetfilat Etzpa, Mefagelet Techatez Pnimis. By the korban chatzis that is done is brought in the pnim inside mizbech ha-pnim. So the way you do it is that the kohen puts his hand, that's called tefillas etzpa, he puts his hand in the dam, and then he spritzes it on the mizbech ha-pnim. So Rabbi Yehuda Bered Chiya is saying over that he heard that b'shas tis avoido of tefillas etzpa, when he dips his fingers into the blood, he could also be mefagelus. If the kohen has the machshava that he plans to make the Shvicha Shirayim L'mokor, that would also make a Psula Tigel. Rashi says, in Tovol Amanas Lahakti Rimur L'mokor, if you make the Tfilah and you have a mind to make the Akhtar, the burning of the moon tomorrow, this will make Tigel. That's what he said, that's what he heard. So on this, Shomi Ilfa heard this, and Omra came with the Rapod, he said over in front of Bapod. So Bapod said back, Omar, Klum lo madnu pigel ele mishlomim. Listen, we only learn out the psula pigel. The Torah says it by the korban shlomim. If so, we should say mashlomim ein tefilas etzpa mifagelus behen, just like by korban shlomim. That there's no tefilas etzpa because by korban shlomim all the zirik is done the kli. You do not have to dip your hands inside the blood. If so, so there's no psul mashova b'shat tefilas etzpa. So therefore I should say, Av Chatzis, same thing by Korban Chatzis, Ein Tfilas Etzpa Mefagelus. Since the B'shach, the Tfilas Etzpa, there should be no Machshevas of Tigel. Since we learn how Tigel, it says mainly by Korban Shlomim, everything has to be done with Korban Shlomim. So he says that, no, it's not true. V'chi HaKil, Mishlomim, Lomadnu, Lomdu, is it true? Everything we learn out, the way it's by Korban Shlomim, if so, E Mashlomim, just like by Korban Shlomim, Shalom Lishmon Ein Moitzi Midei Pigel. That means if Bishas, one of the Dalar Avoidis, the Kohen thinks Shalom Lishmon, he thinks the Shalom should be a Korban Oilo. And then the next Avoid he thinks to do the Achilo. Lamachor, Slamaitso, the Lachor is, it's not Moitzi Midei Pigel, meaning it's still Chaladin Pigel. Because the Lach of Pigel is that the only thing wrong in this Korban is this bad Machshava to make the Achilo tomorrow. But everything else has to be done the kashrus. That's called korv matirim the hechsher. Mashenkin, if you would think, like the Gemara says, af chatis, if so should come out even by korban chatis, shaloi lishmo ein moitzi midei pigel. That if, and it's not that way, that nice by korban chatis, if b'shas one of the dalar avoidis, you think shaloi lishmo, so since that machshava passes the korban, even if the next machshava, you think about a machshava's pigel, you do not make pigel. Because it's not considered this korban was brought to hechsher, excluding tigel, because there's another machshava that passes. But that's only a svar by korban chatzis that the machshava shlal lishma passes. But by korban shlomim that the machshava shlal lishma does not pass it, it's still called the kosher korban. So therefore would be tigel. By shlomim, if one avoid you think shlal lishma, and the next avoid you think about chutzlis manai, it would make tigel. So if you tell him you learn everything from tigel, see if my chatzis also which is still be tigel. Elamayas tachlunay, what do you have to say? Mi rebuyi de kro kasiya. There's a ribi akro to say that you have to have korov hamatirim. And therefore by korov and chatzis that you do not have korov matirov. If one of the avodas was done shlel lishmo, therefore it's possible. I'll tell you achinami mi rebuyi de kro kasi. Here also is a ribi akro. Rashi says, Kol azvachim letigel b'teros kanim. V'loim mishlomim lomim. We don't learn it out only from shlomim, but as a ribui, all the karbonos are in the parasha of tigel. is so, therefore, kol chad b'chad, my apostle, my tzibidei pigol. Therefore, every korban, whatever passes it, makes it ois pigol. So, adin here also, since each korban has his own din pigol, who adin, it's possible to say that b'shas, tfilas etzpa, and the chatas tatum, makes pigol. Omer b'shua ben Levi, ba'li yezu shamati, in the attic of this house I heard, that she tfilas etzpa mufagelis, yes, that b'shash to make a tefillas etzpa and a chatas hapnim, it makes pigle. So Toyu bar Shem alag Hashem alag Mishlakas. He asked a question over here. Klum again, the same question. Klum lamdu pigle ala mishlam. We went out the pesul of pigle. Says by Kor Mishlamin. If so, I should say mashlamim ain't tefillas etzpa mefagelis then. Just like by Kor Mishlamin, there's no avoid of tefillas etzpa, so there's no din pigle then. Is af chatas ain't tefillas etzpa some dipping the crane's hand into the blood should not make pigle. For some first question, he answers back no. For Chiyakil, Mishlam Lam, was it true? Everything, all Hilchas Pigul, learn out from Shlomin. If so, I should say, E Mashlam, just like by Kor Mishlamin, Shloy Lishmon, Ein Moitzim De Pigul, if Bishas Mona Davoid, if you think Shloy Lishmo, it does not stop the Psal of Pigul, because it's still kosher. Maybe Yavchat Shloy Lishmo, Ein Moitzim De Pigul, maybe also. And we know not that way, so you see there's a difference. Like we said before, Samar of Yisrael Vechlina, Ein hakel in. It's like a true hakel mishlamim lamdu. Again, like in, yes, no, like your kasha is not a question. Everything went out from shlamim, but even by shlamim, hoyel b'chutzlim koin may possible b'shlamim. If it ever machshava b'shas one of the dalav avoidus to do one of the achilas, not chutzlas manoi the next day, but chutzlim koin of the wrong place. That's a psul that passes even by shlamim. It's not pigul. It's only possible. Fish mashenkin. Let the next avod you do chutzlim lizmanoi. It will not be pigul because the other material were not brought. Therefore, v'shloim lishmoi posel b'chatis. There's also psul shal lishmoi by korban chatis. If so, ma chutzlim koyim hayapaisel b'shlamin. Moitzim edei pigul afshver lishmoi hayapaisel b'chatis. Also moitzim edei pigul. Therefore, there's no kash. We learn not everything from shlamin. By shlamin also, al machshav of chutzlim koyim that makes the psul takes away from pigul. So therefore, by korban chatis, the machshava shloi lishmo, which passes the korban, also takes away from pigul. So it could be and have no proof that b'shas tefillas etzpa it would make pigul, because that you don't have by shlom at all. Omre b'yimyo mitzid etavra, from the side I can break what you're saying. It's not true. Mal chutzlim koyim with the pasul b'shlomim shekein day b'chol azochim. No, you know why chutzlim koyim with pasuls by shlomim, because it's noy b'chol azochim. But to Yom HaBishloi Lishmoi, you want to say Chatis at the same time as the Sul Shloi Lishmoi, Shein Enoi Gel of a Pesach the Chatis Vavad, only applies to these two Kabbonis. So again, it's a question, why by Korb HaChatis do we say that Shloi Lishmoi is Moitzi Midei Pigol? El Amayis, what do you have to say, Mishach Lameimor? Dovra Poysu Ben Moitzi Midei Pigol. Dovra Maka Ben Nevino Dei Pigol. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next date. Yeah, again, we're in the middle of the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel on the base. Again, the last shayla was that if you the bread of Chiyas had a Chiddush, that he held that by Tfilas Etzpa, it could be Mefagel. By Korban Chates, Peshas Tekoin dips his hands into the dam, it could be Mefagel. So the question was, we learned it out from Shlomim, and Shlomim there's no Tfilas Etzpa. So the answer was, first Herz was, that there's a Riboy, that all Kabbonis have Tigel. And then the Yisrael B'chanina wanted to say that in, yes, it's true that Hakur Mishlamim Lamdu, we learn that everything from Hakur Mishlamim. And Hoyo the Chuslim Kaim, he said, Paiso Bishlamim, since there is a Machshavis of Chuslim Kaim. Again, there were two types of Machshavis. So one makes real pigle, and if you eat it, you chayav chorus, and one just makes a psul. Chuslim Kaim, that means if you're Machashiv, you think Peshach the Dalar Avoidis, that if you do an Achila at the wrong place, that makes a psul in the Korban, even by Hakur Mishlamim. If you think that you're going to eat it, the wrong time, the next day, that makes pigul. So he says that even by shlomim, chutzlim koimai makes the psul the korban shlomim. For shloy lishmoi paisa v'chatis. And the korban chatis shloy lishmoi pasos. Shino kodesh pasos by korban chatis. If so, ma chutzlim koimai. Ha paisa v'shlomim moitzi midei pigul. Af shloy lishmoi ha paisa v'chatis moitzi midei pigul. That's Rabbi Yosef of Chinyas Svara. That yes, we can learn out the machshava that shalol. We can learn out the machshava of pigul by chatis, just like by shlomim.
And this Gemara says back, no, this is what we're holding. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, mitzid etavra on the side, we could break it. Right on the side, there's a teretz. In other words, the pirchim, what you're saying. Malachutzlim koyma, this machshava. If you think you can do one of the achilas, the wrong place, the pesel b'shlamim, it passes by a korb b'shlamim, true, but shekeinoi b'chol azvachim, it applies by all the korbanos. Tiyomba b'shaloi l'shmoi, you want to tell me by the machshava of shinu kodesh, shaloi l'shmoi sheinu noi, gelo pesach v'chatzis v'vad, it only applies to korb pesach and a korb chatzis. Says, so how do I know that by korban chatzis, if you mechashev b'shash t'shchito shaloi l'shmoi, and then v'shas tezriki yemechash v'machshav es pigul, how do we know that this machshav of Shinu Kodesh is meitzi midei pigul? If you learn it out from Shlomim, Shlomim there's no psul of a Shinu Kodesh. So you how can you learn it out? Elo mayas of the name, what do you have to say? That dover apos of him meitzi midei pigul. Listen, I learn out from a korban Shlomim that any machshav that passes the korban, like a machshav of chuslim koymoi, if you think b'shash chita that you plan to eat the meat the wrong place, chuslim koymoi, that passes the korban. Therefore, b'shash rika you think to eat it shaloi bizmana the wrong time, it does not make pickle anymore because you have another machshav that passes. If so, and dovra makiv ben mevlu de pigle, any avoida that's makiv that you need. The dollar avoidus by korban shlom. If you think during those dollar avoidus the machshavas of pigle makes pigle, if so, that's the svar hachinami by korban chatas also. Dovra poiso bo moitzim de pigle. Any machshava that passes a korban chatas lemoshel machshava shlel lishmoa or shinu kodesh by korban chatas that passes the korban chatas, it also takes it away from pigle. If b'shashchit of the chatas you think l'shem ola, and then b'shazrik you think to eat the meat the next day, it will not be pigle, because you have another machshava that passes the korban. And who are doing the same svaris that dover makiv bo, maybe will they pigle. Any avoider that has to be done in this korban, l'moshlil by chatas the tefilas etzpa, the kohen dipping his hand in the blood, he has to do it. So maybe if he thinks then of a machshava's pigle, will make pigle. So that's the limud. Omer Rav Mori, Mori says, afa na na metanina, we also learned like this. That says the Gemara Menachis, Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal. Kol HaKoymeitz V'noisim B'Kli, any Koyim that makes the Kemitza. And then he takes the Kemitza, the handful of the flour and oil, and puts it into a Klishoros. And then V'HaMelech, whoever carries it, V'Yamak, whoever burns it, is they all make Machsheves Pigel. So Bishlam, I can understand, Koymeitz when the Koyim makes the Kemitza, Haino Sheikh, that's just like Shechita by Zvachim. Melech, Haino Melech. Matir, Nami, Haino Zerk. So have the same Melochis, Menochis like Zvachim. But just like the machshava by zvachim passes v'shas these avodis, who are done by menachas, elu naisim the kli ma'niu. But let's see, putting the minch into a kli, what is that doimit to by a korban? You know, if you want to tell me the domi le kabbalah, it's like a kabbalah sadam. No, mi domi hosam meila hochi iyu koshokel v'rami by kabbalah sadam. The dam by itself comes out of the neck. Like after Shechita, the blood by itself comes out of the neck, and you just hold the kli there, and it comes into the kli by itself. Mashiach and Eviyah by Kemitza, it's in the hand of the Kayin, so the Kayin himself has to like throw it, put it into the kli, so it's not really daima. Elo, what do you have to say? Kivun b'lo sagid lo yoyiv, since it has to be done, this avoid of putting the Kemitza in the kli sharas has to be done, is al korche avoid the chashuvi, is ksidim avoid the chashuva. Even though this type is not really done by Zvachim. But since it has to be done by the mincha, it's called an avoida chashuva, and therefore if you mechashiv b'shas this avoida of putting the kemitz into the kli, you would pass on the mincha. Is chashuva is hachinam here also? Kivon the loy sagid loy yogid loy. Since by korban chatas the kohen has to put his hands inside the dam, there has to be a tefilas etzpa b'dam. Is al korcha chani halacha? That's considered like the halacha. So, Rashi says, "Haynu alocha means shemolach adam biyetzubo lekarvan lemizbeach." Like that's the way you carry the dam in your hand. That's also called avodah chashuva. Therefore, it's mustav. You could be mafago b'shas tefilas etzba b'dam. Samara says, "Light, maybe no. Liyer lemaybe the domi lekabola." Maybe really that the kemitza putting it into the kli, it's mamash doim with the kabbalah. Rashi is hilchah achia ba'keisha the iskesh menachas l'shlamim. Das Rabbi Kabbalah Bishlomim Lefagel. Just like by Korban Shlomim, the Kabbalah Saddam could make pigle, like we said before. So the same thing, when you put the kemitz inside a matan kli, Bam Nachas Mamash Kol Kabbalah. Maybe it's the Hainuach. Even though one's the melee and one you throw, so what? But it's both considered like you'd be mekabel now, either the dam or the kemitzah in a klisharis. Therefore, it can make pigul b'shas the kabbalah of the kemitzah. With the karma, that's what you said. Hachem melee, hachem yu kashokel v'yoyiv. That's it. Yes, that there should be some difference between the kabbalahs of a kemitzah and the kabbalahs of a dam. I tell you now, kivon diidi viidi matan klihu, since both avoidis is something putting it into the kli, and the klisharis is mekadashit now, so mali memela, mali kashaka viyayiv, what should be the difference? What happens by itself, or he takes it and puts it there. There's no difference. So that's why it's good, why mincha, the kemitza, putting the kemitza into a kli, it's like an avoida. Ma shenkein, the Tfilas etzpa of a koyin, that you have no proof, maybe that will not be an avoid the chashuva, maybe they cannot be mechashiv. So Morris says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim, whether it could be mefagel b'shas tfilas etzpa not. Lemekatanoi, the Tony Chod, one brisa says, tfilas etzpa mefagelis tachatis, yes, b'shas the koyin puts his fingers into the dam, he makes a tibble, and he can make tibble. But Tanya, another Bryce learns, Lemifagelis, no, does not make a Machshevis Pigel. So, for the Mav Lemifagelis, it doesn't make it. It says, Tanya, Lemifagelis, Veloy Mispagelis. Rashi says, in Tovola, Manas Lahakti, if you make the Tfilas, you put your fingers in Amanas to burn it tomorrow, so it does not make Tigel, Lemifagelis. In Shochat, Amanat Litzvah Espelamachar, in Bishah Shchita, you think now that you're going to make the Tfilas Espa tomorrow. Neither of them make Tigel. So you see it's a Machloket Tanoim. So my love, isn't it, the Tanoim is a Machloket Tanoim? So Mora says, Loi, I'll lend to you, Ho Rabbonim, Ho Rab Shimon. One goes according to Rabbonim, one goes according to Rab Shimon. Rashi says, Loi, the Kula Yal Malochi, it's called the Good Alocha. Tfilas Espa. Vodik Tani, Engim, so let's go to Rab Shimoni. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, not only by tefillas etzpa, by dam chatis, but any halachas hadam, he holds since it's extra. Without it, it's not mefagelis. But enechlam, not like Reb Shimon, sheet everybody holds tefillas etzpa would be mefagel. So that's what I say. It's for Rabban or Reb Shimon. Torah says, no, even Rabbi Shimon, if it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, my reads Tfilas Etzpa, why does it have to say the case of Tfilas Etzpa? Kol Shein al Mizbech HaChitzoin, Kishin.